Maya Angelou, created by Vanilla Frack, recorded on May 18, 2017, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Maya Angelou, born Margaret Annie Johnson, April 4, 1928, to May 28, 2014, was an American poet, memoirist, and civil rights activist. She published 7 autobiographies, 3 books of essays, several books of poetry, and was credited with a list of plays, movies, and television shows spanning over 50 years. She received dozens of awards and more than 50 honorary degrees. Angelou is best known for her series of 7 autobiographies, which focus on her childhood and early adult experiences. The first, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, 1969, tells of her life up to the age of 17 and brought her international recognition and acclaim. She became a poet and writer after a series of occupations as a young adult, including fry cook, sex worker, nightclub dancer and performer, cast member of the opera Porgy and Bess, coordinator for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and journalist in Egypt and Ghana during the colonization of Africa. She was an actor, writer, director, and producer of plays, movies, and public television programs. In 1982, she earned the first Lifetime Reynolds Professorship of American Studies at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She was active in the civil rights movement and worked with Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Beginning in the 1990s, she made around 80 appearances a year on the lecture circuit, something she continued into her 80s. In 1993, Angelou recited her poem On the Pulse of the Morning at President Bill Clinton's inauguration, making her the first poet to make an inaugural recitation since Robert Frost at President John F. Kennedy's inauguration in 1961. With the publication of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, Angelou publicly discussed aspects of her personal life. She was respected as a spokesperson for Black people and women, and her works have been considered a defense of Black culture. Her works are widely used in schools and universities worldwide, although attempts have been made to ban her books from some U.S. libraries. Angelou's most celebrated works have been labeled as autobiographical fiction, but many critics consider them to be autobiographies. She made a deliberate attempt to challenge the common structure of the autobiography by critiquing, changing, and expanding the genre. Her books center on the themes such as racism, identity, family, and travel. Margaret Annie Johnson, life and career, early years. Margaret Annie Johnson was born in St. Louis, Missouri on April 4, 1928. The second child of Bailey Johnson, a doorman and naval dietitian, and Vivian Baxter Johnson, a nurse and car dealer. Angelou's older brother, Bailey Jr., nicknamed Margaret Maya, derived from my Section 1, Life and Career, Early Years. Margaret Annie Johnson was born in St. Louis, Missouri on April 4, 1928, the second child of Bailey Johnson, a doorman and Navy dietitian, and Vivian Baxter Johnson, a nurse and car dealer. Angelou's older brother, Bailey Jr., nicknamed Margaret Maya, derived from Mai or Maya's sister. When Angelou was 3 and her brother 4, their parents' polygamous marriage ended, and their father sent them to Stamps, Arkansas, alone by train, to live with their paternal grandmother, Annie Henderson. In an astonishing exception to the harsh economics and of African Americans of the time, Angelou's grandmother prospered financially during the Great Depression and World War II. Because the general store she owned sold needed basic commodities and because she made wise and honest investments. 4 years later, the children's father came to Stamps without warning and returned them to their mother's care in St. Louis. At the age of 8, while living with her mother, Angela was sexually abused and raped by her mother's boyfriend, a man named Freeman. She told her brother, who told the rest of their family. Freeman was found guilty, but was jailed for only 1 day. 4 days after his release, he was murdered, probably by Angelo's uncles. Angelo became mute for almost 5 years, believing, as she stated, "I thought my voice killed him. I killed that man because I told his name. And then I thought I would never speak again because my voice would kill anyone." According to Marsha Ann Gillespie and colleagues who wrote a biography about Angelo, it was during this period of silence when Angelo developed an extraordinary memory. Her love for books and literature and her ability to listen and observe the world around her. Shortly after Freeman's murder, Angelo and her brother were sent back to their grandmother. Angelo credits a teacher and friend of her family, Mrs. Bertha Flowers, with helping her speak again. Flowers introduced her to authors such as Charles Dickens, William Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, Douglas Johnson, and James Weldon Johnson. Authors who would affect her life and career, as well as black female artists like Frances Harper, Anne Spencer, and Jessie Foster. When Angela was 14, she and her brother moved in with her mother once again, who had since moved to Oakland, California. During World War II, Angelo attended the California Labor School. Before graduating, she worked as the first black female streetcar conductor in San Francisco. 3 weeks after completing school, at the age of 17, she gave birth to her son Clyde, who later changed his name to Guy Johnson. Adulthood and Early Career, 1951-61. In 1951, Angelo married Greek electrician, former sailor, and aspiring musician Tosh Angelos, despite the condemnation of interracial relationships at the time and the disapproval of her mother. She took modern